Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More fake news coming from Right Wing Watch. We're going to be talking about the fake news coming from this organization, which if you looked up fake news as a dictionary definition, you would probably find Right Wing Watch right there listed as an example of fake news. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, I won't be surprised if the phrase fake news is now in the dictionaries, because that's
it needs to be in the dictionary. Yeah. And also right there as an example, Right Wing Watch would be an example of what they're talking about.
Their logo should be underneath the word fake news. Yeah,
we specialize in fake news. That should be.
We're delivering fake news to you every
news
day.
News that you cannot trust.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
You can trust us,
moniker.
That you can't trust it.
Right. You know, Right Wing Watch is a project of People for the American Way. Well, what is People for the American Way? Well, Norman Lear is the founder of People for the American Way. You remember him, All in the Family, Sanford and Sons, those kinds of TV shows. But you most likely remember him from All in the Family. But he is the founder of People for the American Way, and Right Wing Watch is a project of People for the American Way. Well, some of the people on their board speak volumes on the People for the American Way board. One of those,
and not so nicely, I'd say.
It speaks volumes about the kind of organization this is.
Yeah.
And so you have foul-mouthed Alec Baldwin. He serves on the People for the American Way board. He is infamously remembered for his demeaning and insulting rant against his daughter, which she recorded on her phone and made public. And there are different hot links that we have on our press release where there's multiple, I can't even talk about some of the things that he said that are so demeaning to different kinds of categories of people. But this is the kind of board of directors, Matt, that they have with Alec Baldwin as one of their board of directors.
Well, and one of their major funders is none other than George Soros himself. I remember seeing the pictures of him in front of the People for the American Way banners at some kind of conference with a bunch of the PFAS staff and the staff of Right Wing Watch. And of course, George Soros is infamous for trying to undo the United States of America, our constitutional Republican form of government, and using fake news and Sololinsky type tactics in order to do so. So he's a big time subversive troublemaker, and he's one of the major funders of People for the American Way and Right Wing Watch.
Well, I think if any respectable organization, say on the pro-family movement, had someone on their board of directors like Alec Baldwin, who had this national horrible rant against his daughter become public, or many of the other things where he uses the N-word, where he denigrates people, where he calls them all other kinds of words based upon LGBT issues and so forth, you would remove that person from the board. It doesn't represent your organization. And yet they keep him on the board. So apparently it does represent their organization. Well, what Right Wing Watch published was an article that they said that I made a statement in which I said, quote, this is their article title, anti-gay groups being treated like Jews in Nazi Germany. That was the article. And then they list what I said, but that's not what I said.
And what did you say?
Well, this is what they do. They put some wild thing in their article title.
Mm-hmm. Attract attention.
Then they actually write the story, and then they'll link to the recorded message. If you take time to read the story and listen to the recorded message, it doesn't match the article title.
Right.
But what happens is people tweet that, they tweet it out, and then these other organizations and tweeters, they send out the same thing. So the title of the article becomes the news. And so Huffington Post, Tower Load, The Advocate, and many others picked it up with the same title. And it makes it sound like people that are pro-family, or as they call it, anti-gay, they're now just being like the Jews in Nazi Germany. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. You know, we work with many Jews and certainly have brought a number of Holocaust survivors from horrible experiences to talk to our groups that we take to Israel. It is horrible how the Jews were treated in Nazi Germany. You know, what we're seeing here in America is nothing like that. Nothing like that. What we ultimately were talking about is there's lots of different periods of history where before you ever get to that, before you ever get to the place where physical violence occurs, you ultimately have a group of people that are stigmatized and prohibited from various levels of employment, public employment, private employment. They get punished. They get stigmatized. And when you dehumanize that group, then it sets the foundation for later atrocities to occur. And there's lots of different periods of history that show that. You don't just wake up one day and start slaughtering groups of people, whether it's in Nazi Germany or Rwanda. You develop a pattern that ultimately makes these people in the minds of their slayers dehumanized. And you have to ultimately stop that dehumanization before it ultimately progresses. And history has pointed that out over and over again. And what we see with Right Wing Watch and some of these others is they seek to dehumanize. They seek to stigmatize. They seek to make their opponents look so radical and extremist that there oftentimes are people that are unhinged, like Floyd Corkins with the Southern Poverty Law Center, that actually take action. Why? Because they are digesting this kind of false information, this kind of false narrative about certain people or groups, to the point where they ultimately take action against that population or group.
And this is a regular tactic of the alt-left, if you will. Right Wing Watch is doing here. They come up with this fake title that basically suggests, and a lot of people just read the title, a lot of these other fake news outlets, the Huffington Post, and even mainstream media will take that fake news title and put it up, and then you read through what Right Wing Watch actually says and what they say, and if they quote you, for instance, it's completely at odds with what they suggest you said in the title. And that's the tactic, because they know that people are going to look for the soundbite, look, just read the title of the article, and that's their takeaway. And then they figure they can get away with not being caught or called out. Well, we're calling them out.
Right. It's not journalism, folks. It's no different than the grocery store tabloids that you see, the same kind of junk that's on there to get attention.
Yeah, you'll have these outlandish titles.
And pictures to go
with
them.
And pictures. Yeah. And then you find out that that story's not true.
Exactly.
But it
same
sells
thing here.
Magazines.
Yeah.
Sells newspapers. And that's what you have here. Well, unfortunately, what it sells for the Right Wing Watch is it placates their donor base,
right. But
it also sells a very false, frankly, dangerous narrative. It's
right. Not
just some tabloid thing, because what they ultimately are doing is they're trying to protect themselves from defamation on the one hand by having the article more accurate generally. I'm not saying all the time, but they know people are not going to spend time to read that article or watch the video. What becomes the news is the title. So they create a title that is outlandish, just like you see with the magazines, these newspapers, these tabloids. They create a title that's outlandish, and then they tweet it. And then you have this tweeting army of theirs, if you will, that just retweet the title. And so then people send you information because they think that you said what this title said, and you didn't. And they will actually I get so much hateful information about wishing for personal harm, wishing for death, that I get from various sources because of some false title. And we got some on this Right Wing Watch because of this false title. People just retweet the title. The title becomes the news, but when you click on the article, it doesn't support the title.
Right, and you don't hate anyone, do you?
No, we don't hate anyone. Why would we hate anyone?
I know.
Why would we do that?
We're a Christian organization. We don't hate anyone.
Doesn't mean that you agree with everyone.
Right.
But having a different view doesn't mean that you hate them.
Well, truth is hate to those who hate truth,
yeah,
as I often say.
That's a good statement.
Well, they do hate truth. And so if you don't agree with them lock, stock, and barrel, and if you're not in lockstep with them, then they will demonize you. And the other thing is they spend lots of resources to have people listen to radio programs. They listen to them all the time, and then they document what you say, and then they distort what you say. And that's the whole existence of Right Wing Watch. They have an agenda, and that agenda is not good. For more information, visit Liberty Council. You can go to the actual source of our work and ministry at lc.org. That's lc.org. I encourage you to pray for the ministry and support Liberty Counsel with your contributions. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.